Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Hello, guys. So ending eating disorders like binge eating, bulimia, emotional eating, stress eating, body hate, food obsession, compulsive overeating, just all of the habits that get in our way from being able to live life in integrity with what we know serves us. That's essentially what it comes down to. And really excited to go over this topic with you guys today. I hope you don't mind. I'll get a little bit personal with my own story because I just want to, you know, drive it home about it's a really hard place to be, to not be a friend with yourself, you know, to feel like you're your own enemy. This is a really common feeling that comes up where you wake up in the morning and you're in a place where, yeah, I really want to have this be a new day. I want to have this be a better day. I know that I can do better. I know what I need to do. You know, it's like, I'm never going to do that thing again. Yeah, I'm never going to binge like I did last night again. Like, this has been enough. And you're in that place where you wake up and you feel like you're aligned with who you are. Like you feel like a friend to yourself. Like you feel like you can take care of you. And then the kids are in bed or it's after work and you're coming home and you just start feeling like it's going to happen again. You just start worrying. You just start, like that cycle starts building and you start feeling more compulsive and you start going back and forth. No, I can't do this again. You know, but what if it does happen again? Well, I can just have one bite of this. And, you know, if I was a normal eater, I should just be able to have one bite of it. And, you know, normal people can just have one of these. So I should be able to have one of these. Why am I going back for more? What is this? How do I stop this? And then all of a sudden, it's not just the layer of that you're going back into the cycle again for the 2000th day that you've done this. You know, it's like, it's not just the physical betrayal and the mental betrayal that you're going into this, but it's like a betrayal of friendship with yourself, a betrayal of care, a betrayal of a promise to yourself. Breaking those promises to you is an incredibly painful thing to emotionally take day after day. And this is really an important part of the cycle to understand. And being able to become a friend to yourself, being able to care for yourself, is a really important step in not only getting the help that you need to be done with this, but in the enjoyment of being on the other side of it and being aligned with who you are and what you want and being able to take care of you. So I want to tell you guys about an experience that I had back in my crazy days, right? You know, I was a binge eater, bulimic for many, many years, compulsive overeating. I would have called it food addiction at the time. I would have called it emotional eating at the time. I would have called it just this horrible flaw with me that surely nobody else experiences and I'm the only one. All of those things came up for me in the different phases of this. But there was one time where I was going to visit some family members that I didn't know that they liked me very much, and it was sort of a stressful situation. And, you know, I was trying so hard at that point in my life to just seem perfect and seem okay and seem first and foremost healthy. Like, that was my identity. I am healthy. I am a health coach. I do healthy things. Like, I was so urgently trying to hang on to that despite doing this very unhealthy thing with food, which was my eating disorder. And I binged, and it was so embarrassing because it wasn't even in my own home. I binged on someone else's food. I binged trying to not be seen. I binged going back and back with the whole family sitting in the living room and trying to not have anyone notice that I kept on going back and back to the kitchen, you know, not being able to be present with anyone, you know, going and putting small amounts of things in a cup and then bringing it back and saying, this will be the last time, this will be the last time, I just need something else to satisfy me. And then I go back and fill up that cup again and again and again. And I felt so much shame and I felt so much disgust over what I was doing. And I felt so much embarrassment about doing it in front of everyone people that I wanted to like me, people that I wanted to respect me, people that I wanted to show that I was okay. And I was so not okay. And I started getting emotional because the shame was building in my head. And, you know, like when you like are trying really hard not to cry and then that like is driving, right? It's like the deprivation drives cravings. It happens that way with emotions as well. We talk about that in our program all the time. But, you know, I'm trying not to cry, trying not to get emotional. And I just feel so horrible that I just left. Like I tried to sort of sneak out and I went out and I started walking down the street and like, this is not my town. I don't know where I'm going. It was very cold outside. And as soon as I get outside, I just start like sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And I'm just in this absolute self-loathing, which I would not have called self-loathing at the time because self-loathing is not healthy. And I was healthy, but looking back, it was totally self-loathing. And I was just beating myself up and feeling so awful. And as I did, there was this weird physical thing going on is I just was trying to get farther and farther away from the house. So like, it was cold. I didn't have adequate clothing on for the cold, but I just kept walking farther and farther and crying more and more. I didn't even know how far away I got from the house. Like I started getting worried about being able to get home, but it was just like, I was so in this spiral of shame and horrible things happening. And then my phone rang. My phone rang. And I saw at the time I was training a health of coach or a group of coaches all over the country. So, you know, I was there to help them, you know, build their careers. And so I saw that it was somebody who was a new coach on my team and I wanted to help them. So understand the state that I was in. Uncontrollable, walking away from the house in the dead of winter, spiral of shame and weeping. Hi. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, what's up? What can I help you with? Oh, awesome. Yeah, no, that's super simple. Look, I'll show you exactly how to do that. I'll walk you through it. And all of a sudden, the phone rang and I was in a completely different place. I was there to help and serve this person. I was here and dedicated to them. And I started observing, like, why is it that when somebody else needs me, I can wake up out of this emotional state and I can be there to help and serve them, but I couldn't do that for myself. And what I realized in that moment was I've got to learn how to do that. I've got to learn how to show up and be a friend to myself, how to be a lifeline for myself, how to be there and available when I need me, and how important that is. And so this is what happens, you guys, is that it's not that you can't end your eating disorder. I mean, we do this all the time. Like this is literally like our day to day, like women who come to us after 40 years of an eating disorder. And then like 4 to 6 weeks, they're done. We show them exactly how to do it. Like it can be done. We've done it hundreds and hundreds of times. We're the best in the world at what we do. But one of the biggest things that gets in the way, which is such a sadness, is that we have so much training and so much conditioning to put everyone else first that we're not doing the very thing that we need to, which is putting ourselves first and being a friend to ourselves to get the help that we need to end this problem. And we're just trying to manage all of this stuff, all of this food obsession, and everything that's happening physically. You know, when we're even having a hard time being mobile or we're seeing health issues come up, but we can't take an hour for ourselves to be able to show up and get the help that we need, or we can't take the time or the resources to be able to get the help that we need. And so that's why I really wanted to address this today, because there's really a diverging path here. Someone will come to us and they'll say, you know what, like I have a family, I have people I'm taking care of, like I can't invest in myself. I can't invest financially in myself. I can't invest time in myself. I can't invest energy in myself. Like I can't take time for myself. I've got to take care of everyone else. And so they go down this path where the rest of their lives, they end up having to have people take care of them full time because their health gets so bad because they've put everyone else first for years and years. And then we have other women come to us that say, you know what? I have a family. I have people that I'm taking care of. I've got to be done with this. I've got to invest in myself. I've got to take the time and the energy that I need. I have to take that time and space and presence because I don't want my girls to grow up like I have and have the suffering. I can't have them be who I've been. I have to become something new. And these people are still thinking of the other people in the world that they care about, that they see the perspective of, I have to put on my own oxygen mask first. I have to take care of me because no one else gets taken care of. This is the false thought. This is the lie that gets into our head of, oh, I have to take care of everyone else, so I'm going to put off taking care of me. That is a lie. Nobody else can get taken care of when you don't take care of you. When your daughters grow up and they have an eating disorder, they're not going to say, oh, I'm so glad that you kept your eating disorder and passed it on to me because I needed you to spend more time or more money on me instead of getting what you needed for you. No, they would have wanted you to end their eating disorder. We've never seen a husband who hasn't been incredibly, incredibly grateful, a partner who hasn't been thrilled to see their partner alive and well. And instead of spending $10,000 a year on binge food and, you know, $17,000 a year of out-of-pocket medical expenses because now they're diabetic. I mean, we've never seen somebody not so grateful to see somebody put themselves first so that they're not a burden on everyone else. So don't believe that lie. Don't believe the lie of you've got to take care of other people first and just deal with this somehow on your own in your free time for free by listening to a podcast. Everything that you do that doesn't work gets you farther away from being able to fix this. It's never about resources. It is always about resourcefulness. There are always reasons why you can't take care of yourself. Always. And there are always reasons why you must take care of yourself. And it's about what do you focus on? What do you choose? It does not matter your financial situation. We have seen women who have lost their jobs. We've seen women who have just paid for $40,000 of replacing their teeth because they didn't fix their eating disorders sooner. We have seen women on disability. We have seen women in retirement. We have seen women in $100,000 of debt. And these are all real examples of women who have come to us and gotten resourceful to get the help that they needed to be done. It is never about resources. It is about resourcefulness. It does not matter your age. We just had a woman that we freed from her eating disorder, 77 years old. We just had another woman that we freed from her eating disorder, 19 years old. It does not matter your age. It doesn't matter your confidence. We have seen women come to us that are incredibly confident career women, business owners, and they just have to be done with this problem. And that's why they come to us. We have seen women that their lives have gotten so small that they do not trust themselves in anything. They've come home and they've quit their jobs because they don't trust themselves to be able to do a good enough job, where all that they're doing is the bare minimum at home because they're so scared, because they trust themselves so little and they have no confidence. There is a woman who came to us in this exact situation, and she came to us after decades of an eating disorder and said, I don't trust myself to make good choices anymore. I don't trust myself to be able to do what I need to. But what it came down to is that she knew that she was going to make a decision either way that day when she talked to us. Is she going to get the help that she needs, or is she going to stay in this pattern? And although she didn't trust herself and she had no confidence, what was the alternative? And she was so grateful now that she's done and free of her eating disorder and going out and being with people, and she applied for jobs and she's working now. Like, she has all that back, because no matter what confidence or lack of confidence you have, you're still making decisions for yourself. You still get to choose. It still comes down to a choice. It always comes down to a choice. And if you will not believe in you, and if you will not invest in yourself, and if you will not care for yourself, no one else will. No one else will. It has to be you. It always comes down to you. When you were born, it was your assignment to take care of yourself. You may have had parents that didn't take great care of you. You may have had all sorts of relationships that have gone sour. You may have kids that you feel should be caring for you and supporting you, but they don't. But guess what? None of those circumstances matter when it comes to you doing what you need to for you, because there only needs to be one dedicated person to your life, and that can always be you. You only have so many summers left in your life. That's it. If you're 40, you might have 40 more summers left in your life if things go well. That's it. And you're going to spend those in taking care of you and being able to show up in joy and being able to go and enjoy the warmth and go and be by the ocean and go and play with your kids or play with your grandkids. Or you're going to spend 40 more summers in misery and self-loathing because you've put everyone else first and you never got what you needed. I am giving you full permission to take care of yourself. You don't need my permission, but in case you just need a permission slip, I love what Elizabeth Gilbert says. She's like, I just hand people permission slips. Like, you have permission to do what you need, right? I give you full permission to take care of yourself and put yourself first for you. Yeah, you can say, I'm putting myself first so I can save my children from having eating disorder. You could say, I'm putting myself first so that my, you know, partner can be with the person that they wanted to be with instead of this shell of a person that I am now. You can say, I'm putting myself first so that, you know, I can save our family $10,000 a year because I'm not throwing it down the toilet with my eating disorder. You can say that. Those can all be drivers. Those can all be reasons. But what it comes down to is that it is okay to get the care that you need, to get the help that you need for just you. And so on a personal note, you guys, I mean, we've seen hundreds and hundreds of women repair their relationships with themselves, be able to be true friends to themselves because they can trust themselves, because they don't have an eating disorder anymore, because they're going to live the rest of their lives free because they decided to show up for them and get resourceful and get the help that they needed. It was a choice they made, and now they get to enjoy the consequences of freedom. But just on a personal note, I want you guys to understand, from going to a place of such incredible loathing and hate and shame and trying so hard to be perfect and falling short every single day, it is so amazing to have a brain where in those quiet moments where I'm all by myself, everyone is a friend. Everyone is a supporter. All the people in my head, all the voices that we experience are kind. I don't have somebody beating me up anymore. I don't have somebody hating me anymore. I don't have somebody telling me what a failure I am anymore. Because you can have a mind that is peaceful, where you can be quiet and have that solitude with yourself and be in the best of company. And so I just want to share with you, like, my dedication to myself, and I want you guys to know that you each can have this for you. I tell myself, I will take care of you. I will feed you. Do you know how many years I didn't feed myself? How many years I punished myself for what I'd done by starving myself the next day? I will feed you. I will not make you run when you are hurt. And I will keep the promises that I make to you. And I will take care of you. I will be kind to you, especially when you feel not good enough. I will let you rest when you are tired. You can always depend on me. And for you guys who are listening right now, I want you to know that you can be the person that you always depend on. And it's about knowing how to do that. It's about knowing how to not turn on yourself. It's about knowing how to make a decision and to keep a promise to yourself. It is a skill that you can learn no matter how many years you haven't trusted yourself. You can learn that skill in a matter of weeks. We've seen it happen hundreds of times. And it doesn't only end your struggle with food. It ends your struggle with you. It takes you to a place where you can take care of yourself. And if you want that, if you want a better life for yourself, if you want to be in a place where you can be a friend to yourself and take care of you for the rest of your life, know that that is available to you. But you must choose to show up for yourself. And one of the best things that you can do to show up for yourself and send that message to yourself is to reach out and get the help that you need.
Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session.
And you can sign up for a free session with somebody who is going to help and serve you and be there for you to help you to get the foundation for freedom. This can have an incredibly impactful impact on your life. Like, this can have an incredible change for you. But none of it is available to you if you don't show up for yourself. Choose this day to show up for you. Choose this day that when you decide, I'm going to show up for me, when you book your session to get the foundation of freedom, when you take action, that there is nothing that gets in your way. Nothing that gets in your way. It doesn't matter if you're called into work. It doesn't matter if somebody needs you. All of that can wait because you can come first. You can decide that. And when you send that message to your brain of I'm doing something for me and I'm showing up for myself, that is when the momentum of freedom starts. That is what ends the cycle that you have been in for 25 years. So if you go to
LydiaLifestyle.com/session,
you can take that first step for yourself. And again, this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to LydiaLifestyle.com/session. That's LydiaLifestyle.com/session. Where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off.